Joining us for today's reality check is Civil Beat editor Chad Blair. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine, and happy Aloha Friday.
Yes, aren't you glad it's the end of the week?
Yes, I am. I think a lot of us are.
Yes. So today we're going to be talking about what, the plan to roll out vaccines?
Right. So this is from Eleni Gil Avendano. She's been covering COVID for us more than any other reporter. She's our health reporter. Gosh, we're now in going almost 8 months now. But yeah, you know, last week she actually reported on how there is a plan from the state submitted to the federal government on how to distribute the vaccine for COVID-19 when that becomes available. Well, there weren't many details at that time, and they only told us a few things, mainly about the concerns about how they're going to roll this out. We're now hearing from Eleni's reporting that the Department of Health will be sharing publicly in a few weeks more details. But I can tell you some of the stuff that is coming out is, well, who's going to get the vaccine first, right? That's something we all are wondering. And no surprise, health workers, people in hospitals, first responders are right there at the top of the list. But so are our most vulnerable members of the population, elderly people, people with serious health conditions that could put them at risk. So they are mapping out when that vaccine becomes available, who's going to get it first.
Yeah, you know, and I was just wondering, too, it's like, you know, as far as the military, I imagine they're going to get their special batch as well.
Yeah, exactly. For the rest of us, after those first two groups are accommodated, we're looking at teachers, the people that work in the schools, people who live and work in homeless shelters, and also correctional facilities. Of course, as we know, there have been outbreaks, particularly OCCC, but also on the Big Island. And then fourth up is the keiki, the kids and those people up to 22 years of age, young adults. And then it's the rest of us, Catherine, that that are in line to get vaccinated. Governor Ige did say at a press conference yesterday, you know, the best scenario is that we might see it sometime a couple months from now, perhaps more likely this summer. That stuff is still being decided, but that is the plan so far.
And then what about the shelf life of this stuff?
It is something that doesn't survive for a very long time, I think about 5 days. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to not only ship it and store it, it's going to have to be on dry ice, right, to keep it nice and chilled. But particularly with the neighbor islands, more rural areas, that will be a challenge to get that to them. You know, part of the concern that was expressed is that the estimate's $25 million to take care of the vaccination here in the state of Hawaii. Well, so far we've only got about $800,000, a fraction of what we're going to need. So that's one of the things that our government leaders are working on. By the way, this includes not only the Department of Health, which is the lead agency, but the Attorney General's office is involved, Hawaii Emergency Management, the National Guard, and the Healthcare Association of Hawaii.
Well, now we're going to have, I guess, a fairly large number of our population
yes.
vaccinated in order, you know, for us to keep the cases down, right?
That's right. And of course, as you know, there's some concern among certain people in our population about whether vaccinations are safe or not. But the estimate that came out from the FDA is we're going to need about 60 to 70% of our population here in the state. That's about, well, between 700 and 800,000 people. That is a heck of a lot of people. But remember, even with the vaccines being distributed, being taken, we're not going to be able to go back to normal life. I heard you earlier about the report on the mask. Masks are still going to be part of our routine going forward, even with the vaccination in place.
Right. So you got to get used to that mask knee.
Yes, exactly.
Who knew? Who knew, right? We'd be dealing with this stuff in 2020. Man.
Exactly. One other thing I should just add, Josh Green, the lieutenant governor, who's a medical doctor, speaking to vaccines, he happened to say, look, I've had COVID. You don't want it, believe me. Essentially, his recommendation to get vaccinated once that's made available here in the islands.
Right. You just want to make sure that those vaccines are properly vetted and that they are safe for everybody.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Chad Blair, opinion and politics editor for Honolulu Civil Beat. Head to civilbeat.org to read more about Eleni's story.